Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is ownership cultivation. Before I get to that, let me tell you that I'm happy to say that I'm going to have a very interesting new offering available within days. So if you don't yet get my weekly newsletter, make sure to subscribe. I'll remind you again at the end of the episode. And now to our topic, ownership cultivation. Having worked with a lot of companies that wanted to change how things work, they want to initiate different change initiatives, change their processes, make people do things differently, there's one thing that I think is crucial, and that is ensuring that your best people, your leading people, see whatever initiatives you're pushing as something that they own, something that they have real buy-in for, and something that they are pushing as part of their own agendas, not just something that they're doing because they were told to do so. I tweeted a few days ago about the concept of pulling the I'm the boss card, just telling your people what to do. Sometimes you have to do it, but that should rarely be the case. And I do not recommend doing that for things that are organization-wide changes, because there's only so much that you can push people to do. You want to assure that a critical mass of the leaders in your organization, of the senior staff, are committed, have buy-in, and want to help you, because otherwise it's not going to work. First of all, it starts with the concept of empowered product teams. I'm guessing you've heard that we recommend the teams get problems to solve and not tasks, because we don't want your engineers to be Jira resolution machines, but we want them to utilize their potential, their genius, their creativity. So they need to get a problem to solve and then work on that, find the right path to solve it themselves. That's how you get buy-in, by having them actually committed to the action, to how they are thinking of solving it. Second, it's also very important to have this sort of mindset when we're dealing with empowered teams, because for a team to truly feel empowered, they have to feel like they have the power to decide what they're going to be doing. If you call your people empowered, if you say they have agency, and yet what they see out there in the field is that they are getting handed down tasks, you create a dissonance, and that cognitive dissonance is something that leaders are less attuned to, but I promise you, individual contributors can notice it every single time. It's like those companies that are telling me that they're sorry, but they don't have the money right now to invest in making the leaders better, while 5 minutes ago they told me that they have failed to recruit 5 engineers that they were planning on getting in the last quarter. And I'm guessing you can do the math. 5 engineers nowadays amounts to quite a lot of money being left over in the budget. Your engineers get that. They realize that. And therefore, to get real buy-in, to get people to feel like they are being treated as partners, you have to create these empowered teams that are genuinely empowered. Now, it doesn't stop with how we work, and it actually continues to other areas of how we are managing and shaping our culture. Like I write in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, when executing on cultural changes, most of the time you want to create real ownership throughout the ranks. That's why I, for example, don't default to handing down template documents or similar deliverables when I'm working with companies. I want to avoid giving them something that then feels foreign and alienates them, because they feel like, you know, the external consultant just told us what to do. I don't want that. I want things to grow organically within the team so that they have everyone's fingerprints on them. It's not something that people feel like it should be kept pristine or it is the one true solution. I want something that people are not afraid to tinker with, to express their mind about. So to do that, we always have to think about how do we involve people. Even if you have a direction, even if you think you know what is the best way to solve it, for most of the change initiatives, for most of the things that are critical for enabling your organization to scale and grow, not just grow, you know, the headcount, but just grow with time, maintain its capability to deliver fast, even though things are getting more and more complicated. To do that, default to creating real partnerships with your people. So if you want to change something, it's perfectly fine that you're spotting an issue and you want to work on it, but don't come up to the team with the one true solution every single time. Instead, create an environment where you and your leadership staff work on finding solutions together, work on shaping the best way to approach it, so that in the end, it's not something that you created, it's not something that one of your directors created, it is a product of everyone's mind. It's a lot harder to push back on something after you took part in shaping it. Yes, it means that it's not going to be perfect probably to anyone's mind. You're going to have some compromises. But as long as you avoid design by committee and just involve others so that everyone can chime in, ensure that you're not missing anything critical, then you can get real ownership and actually have those changes you have in mind change the world around you. If you don't do that, I promise you, most of your initiatives are gonna fail immediately or just look like they're succeeding and go back to how things were 2 months from now. I'm talking from experience. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. Again, if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, it's the best newsletter online for tech executives. One weekly email, that is all. And hopefully this week already it's going to have an early bird offering for you. Do subscribe. The link is in the show notes. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me. My email is in the show notes as well, and I'm always happy to hear from listeners. And if you find these episodes valuable, it would mean a lot to me if you took a minute and just reviewed us on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps with the show's exposure. Thank you. Talk to you soon.